By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Britain and the European Union are expected to announce a post-Brexit trade deal. Following months of talks, the deal, if it is confirmed, would come just days before Britain is set to leave the EU single market at the end of the year, sparing the two sides from trade tariffs. Britain formally left the European Union in January after 5 decades of membership, but has been in a transition period since then. Europe on Wednesday began easing travel bans on Britain, put in place to contain a new strain of COVID-19 that British officials believe spreads faster. The discovery of the new strain set off alarm bells worldwide just as more countries, including Switzerland and Qatar, began vaccination campaigns to halt the pandemic that has claimed more than 1.7 million lives since it began a year ago in China. The European Commission has urged EU nations to reopen their borders to Britain and replace the blockades with mandatory tests for arrivals. Mexico will begin vaccinating healthcare workers today, Thursday, a day after Latin America's first doses of the COVID-19 vaccine arrived in Mexico City. Mexico's foreign secretary said the arrival of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine marks the beginning of the end of that pandemic. Mexico is scheduled to receive 1.4 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine. Other Latin American countries are expecting vaccine shipments or, as Argentina did on Wednesday, approving vaccines for use in their countries. And Pfizer BioNTech say they will supply the United States with an additional 100 million doses of its corona vaccine as the country struggles to contain the surge in infections here in the U.S. For more news, join us at voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. Canada's health regulator authorized a second COVID-19 vaccine Wednesday, and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said he will extend the suspension of flights from the United Kingdom because of the new variant in Britain, calling the situation very serious. Health Canada said the vaccine from the U.S. biotech firm Moderna is safe for use in the country. Moderna said it anticipates starting shipments to Canada within 48 hours. It follows the approval of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine in Canada earlier this month. U.S. President Donald Trump's latest pardons include his former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, associate Roger Stone, and Charles Kushner, a real estate developer and the father of Trump's son-in-law. In an unusual twist, Trump advisor Chris Christie, a former U.S. attorney, prosecuted Kushner. Christie was quoted on by CNN as saying Kushner's case was one of the most loathsome and disgusting crimes he prosecuted. Manafort was convicted as part of a special counsel probe into Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election. And Trump had earlier commuted the criminal sentence of Stone, who was convicted of lying under oath to lawmakers. Trump issued the second wave of pardons in as many days on his arrival in Palm Beach, Florida for the holiday. So far, Trump has pardoned 26 individuals and commuted part of all of the sentences of an additional 3 people. President Trump also vetoed the annual defense bill, which would have funded the Pentagon with more than $740 billion. Trump has long voiced displeasure with the bill, calling it very weak and saying he would veto it if it didn't repeal the Communications Decency Act, which shields social media companies from content liability not available to most media companies. Trump also wanted to strip out language that would have renamed some military facilities after Confederate leaders. Late Wednesday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the lower house would vote December 28th to override the president's veto. Congress has until June 2nd to override that veto. And EU officials say British negotiators President Trump, rather, says on Wednesday that he would hold Iran responsible in the event of a fatal attack on Americans in Iraq as the anniversary of the killing of a top Iranian general in a U.S. airstrike approaches. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.